it's all based in tradition, and I mean, for me, the most important thing is to make something that's relevant to the person that's here, you know.
Inia is based in Auckland and is booked many months ahead to work on the individual designs for his clients' body tattoos and carvings, or Mawkaws. He rose to prominence as a designer behind the Mawkaws in Once Were Warriors, and his celebration of contemporary use is sometimes at odds with their traditional meaning.
It's not like we're all running around trying to dress up like Indians and live in teepees, you know. We're actually doing stuff that's applicable to who's wearing it today. You know, we're using modern machines and we're using, you know, sterilisation techniques and all kinds of stuff that the 20th century's got to offer. But at the end of the day, all it's about is creating a tie with our past and who we are.
So people are very, very aware that the Mawkaw is heritage and has something to say in a traditional sense.
Absolutely. I mean, it's nice because it's actually something that comes from a time before we got run over by the cultural juggernaut of the Western world. And it's a positive thing, you know, it's something that's beautiful and can't be taken away from you, not like your land or your language and everything else that can be kind of compromised. It's more to do with a deeper and more subtle personal politic, really.
Nano Ellis is a Maori academic at the University of Auckland.
All the designs for Mawkaw have cultural meaning, and this meaning can be read by those who put the Mawkaw on them and also by the wearers. And once you take that out of that context of being on someone's skin and being part of your whakapapa, your family heritage, and part of your whenua, your tribal lands, really, it starts to speak about other things. And so there needs to be a very careful treading by corporations and also by the artists who design for these corporations about the types of designs that they use and the meanings that they put into them.
She says the repercussions can be severe.
There's a whole range of responses, really. A lot of Māori get very angry, particularly when we see what's happening overseas with places like the States and the Netherlands and so forth, and people who are not Māori using Mawkaw designs as a way of making money, more or less. And so a lot of Māori are very angry, and a lot of that plays out on the internet through internet groups.
Inia is aware of the sensitivities, but says the celebration of Māori culture and its integrity should be allowed to shine through.
Well, after I did the artwork in Once the Warriors in the early 90s, yeah, Jean-Paul Gaultier and Versace did copy some stuff. And I thought, well, actually, that's quite amazing, really. I didn't feel angry or anything like that. I mean, I thought it looked a bit naff. I thought they didn't do such a great job because they didn't necessarily understand what they're doing. But I thought in the end the idea is quite amazing in the sense that, you know, Māori culture's had to change immensely in the face of the arrival of the European culture. I mean, every Māori kind of seems to be obligatory that we understand English, that we stop when the traffic light's red and we abide by all these laws that originated in England. What aspects of Māori culture have we got to offer back as a trade? Because if it's not a trade, then it's very one-sided, isn't it? The Māori culture should have something that it's got to offer the rest of the world, and I'm glad if it's something positive, and I'm glad it's something beautiful, and I'm glad if it's something meaningful, like tattoo or mokō, that has got integrity.
Photographer Mark Adams has spent more than 30 years documenting the work of Samoan Pia and Malu artist Paul Saluape's work.
People like Paul got picked up by the European and American tattoo scenes in the 80s and 90s, and that's when the practice started to become globalised. The first European to be tattooed with a full Samoan tattoo, the full Samoan pair, was a guy called Tony Fonson, who was a New Zealand painter. That happened in 79 and 80. There are a few Europeans with a full Samoan body tattoo, but there are very few. It's not something that's sort of handed out willy-nilly. The practice of Paul and his brothers doing that has been controversial with some Samoan Matai or chiefs, but not with all of them, and you know, some people support it and some people don't.
As a non-Polynesian man, he's very aware of the sensitivities and was cautious in his documentation of the work.
The photographs that I took with Paul, you know, that happened over a 30-year period. You know, it was something evolved over a long period of time, and I mean, initially he and I were strangers to each other, obviously, but pretty soon we were mates, so it wasn't like I was photographed in a scene which was absolutely strange to me. It ceased to be that pretty quickly. On the one hand, you know, you're very careful to mind your P's and Q's and behave yourself, but on the other hand, you know, the sort of distance between me and him narrowed and narrowed.
Inia says the spread of Indigenous art in all its forms helps immensely to strengthen their culture.
I think we're looking down the barrel 50 years ago of Maori art forms just totally disappearing. And there's a lot of Polynesian islands, say like Tonga and the Gilbert Islands and stuff, whose art forms have all but disappeared, rolled over by Christianity and everybody wanting to become this total monoculture that came out of Europe. And I think it's wonderful that if Europeans appreciate it and they find it beautiful, then I think it's great. We could actually add something to the rest of that world, as long as it maintains its integrity. But, I mean, so far I think it's been walking that fine line. And, Gaucher putting it in Okature shows, it's not exactly putting it down. It is, in a way, uplifting it. And I think that's cool.